Yes, kol shasa v'shasa zimnayu. Anytime you want, there's a mitzvah to wear sittis, to put on the mezuzah. So churavadet should be doicha Shabbos. So Rashi v'chivon sheish loy talis b'chol yoyim shemasho b'loy tzitzis. Every day you leave the talis, the begit, without putting tzitzis on it. Or if you be yesi, you be mevatel the mitzvah sesay. If you have filo monachas b'kulses, as a man the yom has called choyvois habegit. Even if you have the talis in the drawer and you don't put tzitzis on it, you mevatel the mitzvah sesay. Hilkach, the svari is called yoyim ramya mitzvos yalei. Avada, every day you should have a chiv to put tzitzis on. So avada should be doicha Shabbos. What kind of svara is this? Since you can do the mitzvah any time, it's not doicha Shabbos. Elo zakti gemara, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Yitzchak, v'yitema Rav Huna, pray the Rav Yeshua, hoyelu v'yode lahavkiron. Is the reason why mezuzah and tzitzis are different, because there's not a chayves hagar where you have to do the mitzvah. Let's say you're mafka your house. You make it hefka, you don't own your house anymore. You have no chiv to put on a mezuzah. Just like somebody doesn't own a house at all, he has no chiv and the right to put up a mezuzah. And even if you rent the house, it's only with the rabbonim the chiv to put it up. Well, let's say somebody doesn't rent the house either. And if you don't have a house, you have no chiv to put up a mezuzah. Well, then, if you don't own a begit, you don't have a begit or dollar canvas of four corners, you have no chiv to put on tzitzis. So even if you own the begit, but there's a svara, since you could be mafka to make it hefka, to take off your ownership, it's not called a chayvus agarva. You have no chiv to makayin this mitzvah. Just if you have a house and if you have a beggar, then you can do the mitzvah. But you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. Therefore, these mitzvahs are not doicha Shabbos. Shrash yoyim v'yodim lafkiron v'nafkim rishus. Go out of your rishus v'lav olei ram yilchayvose. It's not called a chayvus agarva. You have no chiv to makayin the mitzvah. Therefore, it's not doicha Shabbos. Yeah, that's pshat in your blazer. Now we'll go be mazda. How do we know that all these mitzvahs, even the machshirimos, are also doicha Shabbos? Omama, the Brisa said before, lulav, the mitzvahs lulav on sukkis, v'chol machshirov, and all the machshirin, mean even to cut the lulav off the tree, or to carry through Rishus Rabbim, is doicha as a Shabbos, divrei Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds all these mitzvahs are the hechshir of doicha Shabbos. For the Imar Menol and the Reb Lezer, how does he know that even the mitzvahs lulav, the hechshir of doicha Shabbos? If you want to learn out from the two mitzvahs we had before the Zeir Shava, then we learn out Shtei Lechem from Omer, so just like those two mitzvahs are doichem, who are then the mitzvahs of Lulav is, so the Gemara name, Shekein Tzarek Gavoya, you can't learn out Lulav from Kabonis. By the Mincha Saim and Shtei Lechem are both Kabonis, you bring in the Mincha Lashem. Maybe that's why it's Choshev to be Deich Shabbos. But mitzvahs Lulav is not Tzarek Gavoya, maybe it's not Deich Shabbos. Elo Makro, now there's a fairish apostle by mitzvahs Lulav. Pasuk says Bayoim. He says Lekachtem Lechemes Bayoim Harishon. Vidashin Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos. Every time that the Tezvov is Petishrei, you would have to take the lulav, even though it comes out on Shabbos. So Drashi Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos. Midloik Siv Barishon. Why does it say Lekachtem Lechem Bayoim Harishon? Is Ledrosha also? Come and tell us Ledrosha the B'chol Yoim Shurishon Chag. Any day. That's the first day of Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to take a lulav, even if it comes out on Shabbos. So the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what is the pasuk telling me? There's a chiyuv to take the lulav on Shabbos midiraisa. Ilay melatiltul, that you're allowed to shake the lulav on Shabbos. The Gemara Itzur Akrol Mishrei Tiltul. Avadim midiraisa, there's no issa to touch a lulav on Shabbos. Only midirabonin, the Gzera, Shem Yav Reno Dal Damas, Rabbonin said not to take the lulav on Shabbos. But midiraisa, there's no issa touching, picking up a lulav, shaking a lulav on Shabbos. So that is mutter to be mekayim the mitzvah lulav on Shabbos. What do we need a pasuk for b'yayim? So the Mori Elalamach Shirov, Elamai is telling me that even the hechshir of the mitzvah, in the case where you didn't pick the lulav off the tree yet, on Shabbos according to Reb Lezer, you're allowed to pick the lulav off the tree, or you're allowed to bring the lulav through a shisrael from somebody to mekayim the mitzvah. That's according to Reb Lezer. Avad l'loch we yold it's also. According to Reb Lezer, it's mutter. So the more of Rabbonin, La Locha is the Sahum Miboyle, what do we do with the Pasik Bayoim? Miboyle Bayoim Vola Balaila. To tell us that the mitzvah's Lulav is only Neig Bayoim, on Tezvav the Tishrei the mitzvah's Bayoim, and not at Laila. So the more of Reb Lezer, how does he know this din that Lulav is only Bayoim, not Balaila? Bayoim Vola Balaila Minole. So the more Nafkale from a different Pasik. Nafkale from the Pasik, Mivasamachtem Lefnei Hashem Alokechem Shivas Yomin. So this. We start in Yomim v'lay leila. Says the mitzvah by Sukkah is nageya 7 days and not by night. is that more rabbonim. It's true. The rabbonim say no. Still, we need a pasuk here by yom that lulav is dafka by yom and not by laila. Basalka taitechamino neilav shivas yomim misukah. Faket, learn out lulav from the mitzvah sukkah. Ma lahalin yomim ve'afilu leilo is just like the mitzvah tid in the sukkah. Is noig by day and by night. Is afkan yomim ve'afilu leilos. By mitzvahs lulav, I would think the same thing. The mitzvahs lulav is noig by yom and by leilo. Kamashma, I need a special posik. By yom harishon, take the lulav only by yom harishon, dafka by yom v'la b'layla. Good, says the machlekes Reb Lezer and Rabbonin. Fredigmar Rabbo, according to Reb Lezer, v'lifta rachmona b'lulav, v'neisi hanech v'neil f'minei, as according to Reb Lezer, what do I need a posik by a shteh lechem for, gzeir shavo, let's turn out the shteh lechem from lulav. Madav lulav is doich ha-shavis, and it's not tzorcha gavoya, so avada, the mitzvah shteh ha-lechem should be doich ha-shavis. So the Gemara named, Mishom Dikul Mifrach, I could ask the Kashram, Madav lulav shekein toyin arbo aminim. I tell you, the lulav has four minim with it, and it's the kuvah of the four minim. You have to have the esrig, the adasim, and their rovis. See, about this one big cheftza of four mitzvahs, that's a choshev azach, maybe that's doich ha-shavis. Mashenkin the kabonis, even though it's circa gavoya, maybe the shteh lechem will not be doich ha-shavis. That's why I need a special person to tell me no, the shteh lechem is also doich ha-shavis. Shrashi v'nei se oimei v'shteh lechem v'nei v'lom l'kosa b'kulei, imi lulav v'mamitzinim lulav shu. Yeah. Sukkah, the next part of the price is said, Sukkah v'chomach, shirei doichin es ha-shabbos divi Reb Lezer. He holds that if you didn't build the sukkah, you're allowed to build it on Shabbos. Marminole l'Reb Lezer, how does he know that the mitzvah sukkah, also the machshirin, is also doich ha-shabbos? Im mei oimim, if you learn it out from the oimim, shtei lechem shenkein tzorach gavoya. No, those are kabonas, maybe only because it's a korban, is a doich ha-hechshir Shabbos. Im mei lulav, I learn it out from lulav. It's not a tzorach gavoya. She came turning out boy minim, and maybe no, it's the svar we had before. Lulav is more chama because there are four minim with the mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah, that's why it's doich ha-shabbos. But maybe sukkah is only one mitzvah, it's not doich ha-shabbos. El zok gemara, goma shivas yomim milulav. When I gzeir shavu shivas yomim masukkah to lulav. Ma lahalin machshirin doichin es ha-shabbos, just like by lulav. The hechshir of the lulav, the picking off the lulav, or carrying the lulav is doich ha-shabbos. Afkan, who are then by sukkah, nami machshir of doichin es ha-shabbos. That if you have to, you like to build the sukkah even on Shabbos according to Reb Lezer. So Rashi goma zayin yomim of gzeir shava astilei. V'yaf agav diena mufni, even though it's not mufni mishnetz dodim, to agav lulav chad shivas yom hudisir. But there's shim Reb Lezer lemutei leilos and going, yeah, obviously, and before we said according to Reb Lezer, you could ask the kasha and you don't have the gzeir shava. The Torah says here, kivin the goli rachmona b'yomer, ushtei alechem lulav. We know already there's such a story that the hechshir of the mitzvahs of doich ha-shabbos. Because according to Reb Lezer, it's a gilu milsa v'yamu. It's only a gilu milsa telling us that this mitzvah also has that cloud that the hechshir could be doich ha-shabbos. Mele b'loi pachin olei. Mele yoni es ha-kasher on this. Vayte. Obezoi v'lichta v'achmona v'sukkah. Obezoi now, let the Torah just say by sukkah that the hechshir is doich ha-shabbos. V'neisei hanech v'nigmur m'nei. And let's turn out now shtei ha-lechim that is doich ha-shabbos. So Drashti Vnei Hanach means Oymer Shtei Lechem. Hey, Savad Lulav, you have to have, of course, to make an Gzeir Shavav Sukkah to Lulav. But what do you have to have the Pesach by Shtei Lechem for and by the Oymer? Those two are extra. Let's turn it out from Sukkah and Lulav. Madach Sukkah and Lulav, it's not Sarfi Devoya. The extra is Deich HaShavis, Avada by Shtei Lechem, which is Sarfi Devoya, Avada should be Deich HaShavis. So tomorrow night, Mishum Likul Mifrach Malah Sukkah, Shkin Heges Beleilis Kibiyonim. A mitzvah sukkah is not even by nighttime. Mashenkin kabonah shtei lechem and lechem upon him and shtei lechem and the mincha soimer is only negay b'yoyim and not b'layla. So I can't learn it out from sukkah. Shashi v'ilu ma. Yes, right. But matzah v'ayta v'chol machshirei doichin es ha-shabbos. So then the mitzvah matzah is doich ha-shabbos divrei Reb Lezer. Means if you don't have wheat. You don't have flour to make the matzah, you let it go and cut off the wheat and start grinding it on Shabbos to make the matzah, according to Reb Lezer. Minole the Reb Lezer, how does he know that even the mitzvah's matzah, the hechshir is doich ha-shabbos? Im may oimer shtei lechem, if you can learn it out from the mitzvah's oimer. And shtei lechem v'ayter shken, so gavoy, you can learn out. Those are kabonas, that's why they're doich ha-shabbos. Mashenke and matzah is not so gavoy. Imi lulav, learn it out from mitzvah's lulav, it's not so gavoy. Hateinu shken turin arbo minim. Lulav has a chshivah that there are four mitzvahs with it. Maybe that's why it's doich ha-shabbos. I im misukkah from sukkah does not form minim. Of a shechina heges belailas kabiyomim. Sukkah is noig even by night time. Mashen came the mitzvah matzah is only nogeya leil tesvav. The pasuk says the era of teichul matzahs. It's not nogeya biyoyim midiraisa. You can't learn out matzah from sukkah. Sukkah is nogeya biyoyim and belailah. Matzah is only nogeya belailah. Elo gomar chamishosa mechayd asukkis. Just like by Sukkah, the Hechshir is Doicha Shabbos. Avkan Machshirei Doicha Nesa Shabbos. Here also by Matzah, the Hechshir, the cutting off the wheat and grinding it is also Doicha Shabbos. For the more of a lichter Rachmona v'Matzah v'Neisi Hanich v'Ligma Minei. Let's start out everything for Matzah. Matzah is the most cool Doicha Mitzvah. So Madach Matzah is Doicha Shabbos. Avad all the other mitzvahs. So the more mishum diikla mifrach mala matzah shkein neheges benoshim kibanoshim. I tell you, know matzah has a chumra even though it's a mitzvah seish as mag drama, but still the noshim amachuyiv in mitzvah matzah. Ma'ashen kein mitzvah luluv and mitzvah sukkah noshim apotah from. Similarly, I can't learn out sukkah and luluv from mitzvah matzah. So Rashi benoshim kibanoshim kdiyafinu v'psochim. Pasuk says le'teuchol olav chometz is shivas yom teuchol olav matzah. So we have a hekish kol sheyeshnim about teichol chometz. Whoever is bechal the lav not to eat chometz is yeshnim bekum echol matzah. He's bechal the kumesei to eat matzah. Now the noshim women is naiv about teichol chometz. They have had to have the lav not to eat chometz on Pesach. Why the chol mitzvahs loisasein? Every mitzvah loisasein ben shezman groma ben shein asman groma chayovis. Avada loisasein noshma mechuyiv and all the loisasein. La fulke sukkah v'lulav, mashenke in the mitzvah sukkah v'lulav, les nayav v'noshim. Noshim apotah from sukkah v'lulav, midiraisa. The mitzvah sasvesh is man gromel, apotah. So that's why I can't learn it out from matzah. So the more vayta, shoifer, v'chol machshirov, doichin es ha-shabbos. What then the Brisa said, that the mitzvah shoifer is also doichin shabbos, divu rev leza. That says, if you didn't pull off the shofar before Shabbos off the horn, off the rain, you'll either do it on Shabbos, off the aisle. You could do it on Shabbos. Is minole the Rav Lezo? How does he know that the machshir and the shofar is like Shabbos? I meyoy mershtei lechem, she can't sorach kavoya. Why do those like kabonas? You can't learn out from kabonas. Maybe dafka kabonas, sorach kavoya is like Shabbos. Mashenke mitzvahs shofar is not sorach kavoya. I milulov, she can't turn abo minim. Lulav has a mile over shofar. Lulav has four minim to it. In misukah is from the mitzvah sukkah. Shekein heges belailos kibyonim. Atay sukkah has the mile that is noig zay b'yoyim zay b'layla. Mashen kein shofar is only negeya b'yoyim and not b'layla. In mimatz learn out from the din of matzah the machshin of derech Shabbos. Shekein heges b'noshim kibanoshim. Matzah is more chomer than shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah asay shezman groma that noshim apotah from hearing the shofar. Mashenke noshma mechuyiv tita matzah. So maybe only matzah is doicha Shabbos, not shofar. Elowa makro, therefore need a posik, yoim terua yilochem. We dashin b'yoim afilu b'Shabbos. You let her blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Islamai. What do I need a posik for to tell me you let her blow the shofar even on Shabbos? Midiraisa. Ilayim alatkiya. If the posik is telling me poshet grit that you let her blow the shofar on Shabbos, hotona devei shmuel. Don't be Shmuel already learned that we die and say, Kol Meleches Avoida Leisasso. The Torah says, on Shabbos you can't do the Lamates Meleches of Meleches Avoida. Yotzesot ki Ashefa, Mashenkin blowing the Shefa. Uridias Apas, taken off the bread, taken off the lechem, off the sides of the oven, Shechochm of Yenu Melocha. With the rice, there's no issa taken off the pas, off the sides of the oven. There's no issa with the rice to blowing the Shefa on Shabbos. Because it's only called a chokhmah, not a melacha. It's not a choshev a meleches avoida. Chokhmah means it's a ksas avoida, but it's not called a meleches avoida. So it's like, with the rice, you let blow the shofar. So why do I need a posik for to tell me, yoim through a yilachem, even on Shabbos, you can blow the shofar of shita? So it's more according to Reb Leze, elo, lemach shirin. It's telling me a chiddish that the hechshir of the shofar is also doiche Shabbos. Either to make the shofar, or else to carry the shofar through the shus rabbin. Because the Gemara of Rabbanan Humi Boilei, what do they do with the word Bayoim? They say Bayoim Volei Belaila. That the mitzvah Shaif is only the guy of Bayoim by daytime and not at nighttime. At nighttime there's no mitzvah Kiyah Shaifa. For Yabaleza, how does he know this Yisoid only by day and not by night? Bayoim Volei Belaila Minolei, how does he know this Yisoid? So the Gemara Nafkilei Mi Bayoim Hakipurim. He has a Gzeir Shava, the mitzvah shofar of Rosh Hashanah, to the mitzvah shofar on Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur it says, Taviru shofar v'chol artzachem. V'gamri mehadodi. Learn now one from the other. Here it says, Mi b'yayin ha-kippurim. It says, b'yayin. So just like by Yom Kippur, the Tki shofar dafke b'yayin, who adin by Rosh Hashanah is dafke b'yayin. So what does the Pasuk say, Yom Teruah for? Tell me even b'Shabbos. Because the Gemara v'lichtav rachmona b'shofar v'leisi hanef ligmur minei. So according to Reb Lezer, let the Pasuk just say by Tkiya Shofar is Deiche Shabbos to call Machshirim, and Mela would know all the other mitzvahs are also Deiche Shabbos. So the Gemara name, Mitkiya Shofar, the Rosh Hashanah Lekla Migmar. I can't learn out from the mitzvah Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah that the Hechshir is Deiche Shabbos and all the other mitzvahs are Deiche Shabbos. So the Gemara of the Svar is, Shekein Machneses Zichroinois Shel Yisrael Liavim Sheva Shemayim. It is a special inyan of blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah that brings the zechronis, the remembrance of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other places, as Lashon Lefnai Lefnim, the Tkiya shofar brings Mamish Lefnai Lefnim, Mamish right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a special mitzvah, special schus to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's why maybe the mitzvah blowing the shofar is even doicha Shabbos, the Hechsher mitzvah, according to Reb Lezer. Mashenki and the other mitzvahs doesn't have such a big schus, it's not machneses, zichronish, shal Yisrael, la'avim, shabashumayim, so maybe it's not doicha Shabbos. Vaita mitkiya shofar the Yom Kippur. It says by Yom Kippur also that the tkiya is doicha Shabbos. Vaita lekla migmuri. You can't learn out from this din either. Why the Yom Amar, Tiku Bezdin Shofar, when the Bezdin blows the Shofar on Yovel, on Yom Kippur, Nifteru Avodim Lubatayim. All the Avodim, all the Yevarivris, go out free. V'sodois Choizres Labalayim. And all the Sodis that were sold, Ayachzer, go back on Yovel. But since this Kia makes it, like that's called the Dror, that's called when Yovel, when it frees the Avodim and frees the Sodis coming back, that's the beginning, that's why it's Deicha Shabbos. The Rashi says, "Niftru avodim lebatayim, kriyas deror the yovel kluyebo." The side that yovel, the 50th year, makes a deror, makes it free, that makes the avodim free, it makes the sodas go back home, is telling the tkiya shofar of it. Hilkach chashiva. Therefore, this inyan to blow the shofar is very choshev. Therefore, it's even doicha Shabbos, even the machshireho. By shaking other mitzvahs that don't have this inyan, maybe it's not doicha Shabbos. That's why Reb Lezer has to have a special pasuk by all the other mitzvahs to say they're also doicha Shabbos, the hechsher of the mitzvah. By shaking the only two mitzvahs is only mezuzah and tzitzis. Those two mitzvahs, even though they're noyig on Shabbos, but the hechsher by making the tzitzis or putting up the mezuzah on the wall, that's not doicha Shabbos. Like the Gemara from before, hoyelu biyadal afkerun. Since you could be mafkir, if you don't own a house, or if you don't own the beged, there's no mitzvah to wear the tzitzis, or to put up a mezuzah, so it's not called the chayvus agavra, therefore those two mitzvahs are not the yichi Shabbos. Right, we'll stop here. That was a din of the Mishnah. The Reb Lezer holds that the mitzvahs mila is doicha Shabbos, and who are in all the machshirim? Anything you have to do to be able to do the mitzvah, to carry the knife or to make the knife, is also mutter on Shabbos. For the Gemara, minol and the Reb Lezer hold. How does Reb Lezer know this halacha? How does he know that the machshirim of mila is doicha Shabbos? As we hold, not like that. We hold only the mitzvah mila itself of doicha Shabbos. But if you don't have the knife, you're not allowed to make the knife. How does Reb Lezer know even the machshirim of the mitzvahs mila is doicha Shabbos? Imekulu, if you want to learn it out from all the mitzvahs we had before, from shofar, from matzah, from sukkah, from lulav, we had before doicha Shabbos. So tomorrow, no kedi amrina. Each one had a special svara why it's doicha Shabbos. But mila doesn't have those svaras. Shofar is machneses, achronis lefnei Hashem. Lulav has four mitzvahs to it. Everyone has a special tam. But the chur mila doesn't have these tamim. So how do we know mila is even doicha Shabbos? And the Gemara, the one thing is came on and out. Imikulay Gama Kedamrin. We said as far as before why we came on out from the other ones. The another thing is Malahanach Shikem.